Hello, and welcome back to the 2% Solution. I'm your host, Dimanuel, and today we're shifting our focus from physical to mental fitness. We will talk about exercising your mind. Like our physical health, there are powerful ways to strengthen our mental muscles. Now, why should we focus on mental exercise? A strong mind enhances your overall quality of life. Cognitive exercises reduce dementia risk, improve memory, increase problem-solving skills, but it also boosts overall brain function. So, I gotta ask you, are you ready to get your brain in shape? Well, let's dive in. First, let's talk puzzles. Research suggests that various puzzles can significantly enhance problem-solving and analytical skills. According to a study published in the Archives of Neurology, people who engage in mentally stimulating activities experience slower memory decline. It's a big reason why I love crossword puzzles, Sudoku. I mean, my goodness, I look forward to the weekend papers just because it's got a huge game section. So, as you can tell, I get a little excited over that. Next, we want to embrace lifelong learning. Learning new skills is one of the best workouts for your brain. A study from the University of Edinburgh and the University of Texas both found that people engaged in these activities had sharper minds and were less likely to develop cognitive impairments. Lifelong learning. That's why I love reading a good personal or professional development book. It's amazing how those thoughts just permeate our brain, creates new ideas, and also encourages new perspectives. But the best thing, when you get really down to the cells of it, it's brain health. Now, moving on, one that you probably are aware of, just based on the experiences that you might have yourself when you do this, is the physical exercise. Because it impacts our mental acuity. Aerobic exercises like running or swimming pump up oxygen to your brain and grow your brain cells. The Journal of Cognitive Neuroscience reports that regular exercise directly and indirectly improves memory and thinking skills. So a healthy body does mean a healthy mind. And let's focus on mindfulness and meditation. Regular meditation leads to changes in the brain that enhance concentration as well as our ability to keep our attention. A Harvard study showed that mindfulness meditation can change the brain's structure, improving areas associated with memory, sense of self, empathy, and stress. And then lastly, get social. Socializing isn't just fun. It's also cognitively stimulating. The American Journal of Public Health found that social engagement could help preserve memory and cognitive abilities as we age. So there's five ways to exercise your mind and keep your brain sharp. From puzzles to lifelong learning, physical fitness, meditation, and just hanging out, your mental workout can be as diverse and enjoyable as your physical regimen. If you've enjoyed today's tips and are ready to boost your mental fitness, share this episode with a friend. And if you're feeling inspired, drop us a review. Your feedback helps others find us and join our community of the 2% Collective. That's all I've got for today's Fit Tip Friday. Remember, mental fitness is as necessary as physical fitness. Keep challenging your brain. Remember, it's all of it. Proving by 2% daily. Stay sharp, stay strong, and I'll see you next time on the 2% Solution.